The following teaching is brought to you by Crosspoint Church. For sermon notes and other resources, visit gotocrosspoint.com.
Hey, Crosspoint! Good to be with you guys here again today. Miss you guys. Can't wait to see you all again in person or in even little, you know, groups here and there where we can start gathering together. I think that's coming, and I hope it's coming sooner than we think. Hope it gets better sooner. We're in this series right now. Don't you know this here? Keep calm and trust God. And you're going to be getting from us in the mail in the next couple of weeks that same thing, a sticker. And you can put it up on your refrigerator, on the back of your laptop, on a window, a mirror, whatever. It looks just like this. Keep calm and trust God. Just to remind you that in the midst of the storms, in the midst of a crisis, when you're burned out, when you're stressed out, and you're overwhelmed with it all, just keep calm and trust God. And we meet today a guy who 3 years ago said to the nation, it'll rain when I say it's going to rain. And for the next 3 years, it didn't rain. There was famine. There was drought. The economy is in the midst of collapse. And then Elijah says, we're about to have a showdown on Mount Carmel. And he invites the nation up there. He says, all you lame, child-sacrificing, evil, demonic prophets of Baal, you build an altar over there. I'll build one over here. Whichever God answers by fire, that's God. And he taunts them and makes fun of them, and nothing happens for their God. And then Elijah says, douse that thing, douse my altar with water to make sure there's no shenanigans and trickery. And then he just prays a simple prayer. You can read about it in the book of 1 Kings in 17, 18, and 19. He says, God, show them. And lightning falls, fire falls from heaven. Doesn't just consume the altar, it consumes... Doesn't it just consume the sacrifice, the animal on the altar? It consumes the altar, pulverizes, obliterates it to nothing. Nothing left but powder. The people scream out, the Lord is God. Elijah straps on a sword, cement around, and says, we're going to go take out those evil child-sacrificing prophets of Baal. And they slaughtered them in the valley. And then he goes up to a cliff, and he says, I see a cloud. And he sends a message to the ridiculous King Ahab, says, Ahab, rain's coming, pal. It's going to rain. You better get in your chariot. You better get your horses strapped up. You better get back to Jezreel. And then it tells us at the end of 1 Kings chapter 18. If you're not there yet, find 1 Kings in your Bible. Grab a piece of paper, something to write some notes down with. There's a place on the screen to download our note sheet. But 1 Kings chapter 18, it tells us there, then the Lord gave special strength to Elijah. He tucked his cloak into his belt, and he ran ahead of Ahab's chariot all the way to the entrance of Jezreel. Elijah, a man, outruns horses and a chariot. And he gets back there. You can just see him. He goes, I am the man. There's adrenaline, spiritual, emotional, physical adrenaline just on top of the world. And then when Ahab got home, he told Jezebel everything Elijah had done, including the way he had killed all the prophets of Baal. So Jezebel sent this message to Elijah. And Elijah gets this text, and here's Jezebel texting, may the gods strike me and even kill me if by this time tomorrow I have not killed you just as you killed them. Send. And Elijah gets that message and he freaks out. He freaks out. Elijah was afraid and fled for his life. He went to Beersheba, a town in Judah, and he left his servant there. And then he went on alone into the wilderness, traveling all day. He sat down under a solitary broom tree and prayed that he might die. I have had enough. I have that underlined and highlighted in my Bible, bold-faced in my Bible. I have had it, God, he said. Take my life, for I am no better than my ancestors who have already died. Ever been there like Elijah? You're in a challenging situation in your marriage, your family, with your kids, your finances, maybe even in this COVID quarantine crisis, and you've been doing okay. You've held it together. You've even had some good experiences like, okay, I'm doing okay. And then that in-law or that teenage daughter or your spouse, a coworker says something in a meeting, you get a text, it just cuts your feet out. And you just sit down and think, I'm done. I've had it. I can't do this anymore. I'm done. Moms, what about you right now in this COVID crisis? You are a mom, maybe you're a wife too, maybe now you've become a teacher and a chef and the kitchen is always open and it's overwhelming, and maybe today, maybe sometime in the last few weeks, you've just had this thought. You sat down underneath a broom, sat down by a broom in a kitchen in a home that's a mess, and here on Mother's Day, you just think, that's it. I've had it. I'm done. And the water kicks on in the pool behind you. And you just think, God, that's it. I've had it. I can't do this anymore. What about you? What about you? Are you... When's the situation? Maybe you're there right now. Maybe you've been there in the last few weeks, last couple months. Maybe sometime in the distant past, you had a moment. Turn to that person you're sitting with right now and think about that. Talk about that in the comment section right now. Where are you? Do you just feel like, I've had it. I'm finished. I've had enough. Tell us about that. Maybe not all the gruesome, gory details, but just where you just feel like, I can't do this anymore. I'm done. Tell us about that. Look what it says here. And then it says, verse 5, then he lay down and slept under the broom tree. But as he was sleeping, an angel touched him and told him, get up and eat. He looked around, and there beside his head was an Uber Eats driver delivering a meal, some bread baked on hot stones and a jar of water. So he ate and drank, and he lay down again. Then the angel of the Lord came again and touched him and said, get up and eat some more, or the journey ahead will be too much for you. I love this. That's my theme verse right now. Maybe it's your theme verse in the COVID crisis. You go, that's my theme verse. Get up and eat some more. Get up and eat some more. You go, that's in the Bible, man. That is the way it's supposed to be. Elijah is exhausted. He is spiritually, emotionally, mentally burned out. He's depressed. He's got anxiety and stress in his life. And I want to tell you today, Cross Point, sometimes the answers to our mental, emotional, spiritual depression, anxiety, crisis is going to be a physical thing. Sometimes it's go to the doctor, get some blood work done, figure out, is there something physically going on? I've done some counseling with folks over the years, and sometimes we thought, you know, you used to be an athlete, used to run and work out, but man, with work and kids and all that, you haven't done that in a while. Maybe you need to get out there and just start running again. Start getting back to the gym once in a while, and that's going to help you physically. And maybe the answer, maybe a solution for the, I've had it, I can't do this anymore, is take a nap and get something to eat. Write that down there. Eat and sleep. Eat and sleep might be the best thing we could do right now for the what we're feeling right now. Dads and kids, listen right now. Moms, just plug your ears right now. Dads and kids, I hope you've done something for Mother's Day. A gift. A craft you made, some flowers. We had our children's ministry staff put together these go bags that had all kinds of ideas for you. And I hope you've done some things. Maybe it's jewelry. Maybe it's flowers. I'm not sure what it is, But can I tell you, dads, today I've talked to enough moms in the last couple of months especially, and one of the best things you could do for them today, moms don't listen. Moms don't listen right now, is let them sleep and eat. Take the kids for 2 or 3 hours. Get some food delivered. Let her put the TV on and let it just be quiet right now. I also want to encourage you right now when it comes to sleep and eat. I don't do a lot of things real well around the house and all that, but I make my own brand of ice cream. It's called, here you can see it right here, Redenculus ice cream. It's ridiculously good. And you've never, I've got this in the safe recipe there. It is so stinking good. Right now, here's the deal today. I've got about 40 pints of that. I've got about 40 pints of that made right now in my freezer. The first 13 of you at each service, the first 13 of you that text me, I've got vanilla, and I've got some chocolate chip cookie dough. I got Heath Bar Crunch are the three kinds you have going for you. The first 13 of you to text me right now, my number's coming up on the screen right now. The first 13 of you at each service can come by my house on Monday from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. and we will have that for you. I'll text you the address, the directions, how to get to my house and all that. But come by and get some Redenculus ice cream. It might be the most spiritual thing you do, because sometimes we don't need a church service and we don't need a scripture verse. What we need is to eat and sleep. And so I'd encourage you, get in on some of that. It tells us that Elijah goes and travels, gets out to this cave, and God meets him there. At the end of verse 9, it says there, but the Lord said to him, what are you doing here, Elijah? Elijah replied, I have zealously served the Lord God Almighty, but the people of Israel have broken their covenant with you, torn down your altars, and killed every one of your prophets. I'm the only one left. Underline that, highlight that in your Bible. I'm the only one left. Now they're trying to kill me too. That's a good warning sign for me and for you, that when you start to think and say and talk to yourself and start to feel like no one else understands how bad this is, who's going through this marriage crisis, through this depression episode, I'm the only one who has kids like these or a financial crisis like this, no one cares as much as I care, no one sacrifices like I sacrifice, no one gives like you. Start to feel that and sense that, understand something here. That's a warning sign. That's a little red flag, a little what, little dash light on your, on the mental health dashboard of your life that's going what. Pay attention to this. Know that you're getting close to breakdown and burnout, and let that be something that slows you down enough to go, what's going on here? I've discovered that in my own life, guys. I'm telling you, just candidly speaking, in the last couple of months, I've had a couple of those. Some of it came out of just different stuff going on in my life. Some of it just came out of, I don't even know what was going on. Started to feel that. I've learned to pay attention to that. When you start to feel like you're the only one, like no one else gets this, no one else struggles like I do, no one sacrifices or cares as much as I do, pay attention to that. It'll be a good warning signal for you. And I love this, that God just meets him right there. He doesn't yell at him for this. What he says is, go out and stand before me on the mountain, the Lord told him. And as Elijah stood there, the Lord passed by, and a mighty windstorm hit the mountain. It was such a terrible blast that the rocks were torn loose. Wind is tearing rocks off of a mountain. But the Lord was not in the wind. Underline that. Highlight that in your Bibles. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, there was a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, you see it there? That's earth, wind, and fire. Earth, Wind, and Fire. Those of you that are under 25 years old have no idea about that rock and roll band from the 70s, but I don't know if that's where they got it from. But Earth, Wind, and Fire. And after the fire, there was the sound of a gentle whisper. When Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his cloak, and he went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. It's fascinating here that God meets him here. And when we want to encounter God, when we need God to answer a prayer or do something significant, we want earth, wind, or fire. We want to open up our Bible. We Google verses on the internet, and we want a fortune cookie moment of inspiration, a Bible verse that just goes earthquake, wind, or fire. Yeah, that's good. And we tweet that out. We Instagram. We put a thing on Facebook about that. And sometimes that's helpful, but sometimes God goes, that's not what you need right now. Sometimes we come to God and we want a dramatic moment in a church worship service where we put a song on, we feel that song, and it just fills up our hearts. And sometimes that's God meets us there, and sometimes not. Sometimes we go, God, I need you to answer a prayer dramatically for me. Here's what's going on right now. Here's the crisis in my marriage, my finances. God, do something right here, right now. And God goes, I'm not in the earth or the wind or the fire. Where God is, it's a whisper, and we can hardly hear it because of the noise around us. He's in a whisper, and the whisper here, Elijah doesn't even hear any words. There's no Bible verses here, no lyrics to a song. It's just, whew, he hears the whisper of God. Albert Tate's a pastor of a church up in LA, and he was sharing some things with his church. And what I'm sharing with you here, I borrowed this from Albert Tate. I think it's so good. I want you to hear this today. Sometimes what we need is not a big dramatic answer to prayer or a Bible verse or a church service. Sometimes what we need is just to know that he is. He's just there. It's a whisper. It's a shadow. It's just something gentle and almost indiscernible, but it's so powerful and beautiful. When God came to the nation of Israel, when he came to Moses and says, I am going to be your God. Moses says, who are you? What's your identity? What's your ID? And God says, tell the people of Israel this. Here's my identity. I am. I am. He just is. And that's such profoundly good news for us when we are trying to stay calm and trust God. To simply know that whether God does something big or dramatic, that I've been given the privilege to hear and encounter, I am. When it says that God is, I am, that he is, that means he is the I am of my past. That in my past, when I didn't see him or sense him or even know he was there, God whispers and says, I am. In the present circumstances that you're in right now, I am. And in the future, that you have no idea how long this crisis is going to go. You have no idea what your financial situation is going to be, what your marriage situation is going to be, what your mental health might be in the future. God wants you to know today that in your future, I am. I am already there. God wants us to know today that he is. And here's what you can write down today. He says the best thing you need to know about God is just that there's an isness about him. Not just what he does, but what he is. And he's just there. He is. And write this down today. His isness is my business. His isness is my business. That what we need from time to time is not a God who shakes the mountains and does big dramatic things, but just a God who whispers into my soul. And I feel him and sense him. I just know that He's there. Crosspoint today, keep calm and trust God. His isness is your business, is my business. And that's the best news of all. And what I love about this story is God meets him there. And then you can read the rest of the story, rest of chapter 19 here, where he gives him some perspective. He says, you think you're the only one? Relax, he tells Elijah. I got way more than you. Just breathe. You're not the only one. So he gives him perspective, and then he tells him, all right, get back to work. Read about that. You can see all that today. So in the midst of a storm, in the midst of a crisis, in the midst of burnout and depression and exhaustion, when we say keep calm and trust God, sometimes it's to acknowledge with honesty, I've had it. I can't do this anymore. And then it's to recognize that maybe the answer is not a verse or a church activity. Maybe it's just take a nap and get something to eat. And then have some moments to come and stand before God, to encounter the I am God who calls you to encounter, experience, and have a relationship with Him, and recognize that His isness is our business.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to this podcast. For more resources, check out gotocrosspoint.com.